It's another Ag News update. John Duff with Cerro Ag.
The record that wasn't.
Describing the 23 sorghum crop. More after this.
This is Shaquille O'Neal reminding you that anytime is a good time for the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Challenge for the sorghum crop in 23, but there's optimism for 24. John Duff with Cerro Ag.
Early on, it really looked like it could be one of the best crops we'd ever have from a yield perspective. Not exaggerating. It was phenomenal, even in June and July. And then, of course, the rain shut off and we started going backwards in the vast majority of the high plains. And to the point that yield projection right now for that crop that just finished and is being marketed currently is 51 bushels nationally. And that's bad. That is not a great yield at all. That's down more than 20 bushels from where we started. And for a crop that was looking like it could be a record, that is a large swing. Will they keep adjusting it backwards? I don't know. Hopefully we're done. But certainly going to be a shorter crop than we expected. But price is strong, and we've seen some of the strongest action from an export perspective, really, that we've ever seen outside of a couple of years. In there 6 or 7 years ago, we're seeing some of the strongest export action we've really ever seen. We actually have a purchase. We've got a purchase now on the books for 2 weeks, I think, for the next marketing year, right? So that's for the crop that is still 6 months away from going in, or five.
With another Ag News update, I'm Tony St. James.